You have your Bibles this morning, John chapter 20. And I want to share for a few moments this morning on the title, He Knows Your Name. He knows your name. Sometimes that can be a little scary. But it is true. He knows your name. You know, as you look through the New Testament, Jesus called a lot of people, spoke to a lot of people, and he used their name. Paul, Mary. God knows everything about you. I mean, it's hard to fathom that, isn't it? There are almost 6 billion people on the face of the earth. There are more people living today than ever lived in the entirety of history live on the planet today. That's amazing, isn't it? The truly amazing thing is that God knows every single individual.
Yes,
he knows everything about them. Everything that they're going through, every difficulty that they're facing. And that's the power and the wisdom of our God. He doesn't just love the masses, he loves you personally, individually. He loves you and he loves me. I don't know about the rest of the people, but he loves you and he loves me. Isn't that amazing? That God knows when you get up in the morning and he knows when you go to bed at night. He knows exactly what you're thinking right now. I mean, how is that possible? It's only possible because he is God. Father, I just pray this morning that the Holy Spirit will just reveal to us a powerful truth. Will speak to us, and we will hear from heaven today. We will hear from heaven today. We will hear from the Holy Spirit today. And it will change our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, John chapter 20, I want to read from verses 11 to 16. And this is Jesus appearing to Mary Magdalene. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stood to look inside the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing. But she did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And this is one of the more iconic replies in the entirety of the New Testament that Jesus gives. Jesus said to her, "Mary." Mary. She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. immediately recognized it was Jesus when he said to her, "Mary, Mary." Think about it this morning. It was at that moment that their relationship, their spiritual relationship came forth. When he spoke her name. Now I want you to understand a few things about Mary Magdalene. She's probably best known for the fact that she had been set free from 7 demons by Jesus. Think about it for a moment. 7 demons had come out of her. She had that relationship of thanksgiving and gratitude and honor and love towards God, towards Christ, for delivering her from the power of Satan. Hallelujah. Mary Magdalene has been associated with the story of the woman who anointed Jesus' feet with perfume and wept before him. John chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, if you want to copy it down. She came and broke that expensive jar of perfume and poured it on the feet of Jesus and wept and wiped his feet with her hair as a memorial unto him and to his death. You know, Jesus had a relationship with many who were not perfect, but they knew, he knew their name. Are you hearing me this morning? He knew who Mary was. And that's the kind of relationship we ought to have with God this morning. Hallelujah. He is speaking directly to our hearts this very day. And it's a personal relationship and a personal word to us. Hallelujah. God doesn't just love us as a group. He loves us individually, personally. The Bible says in John chapter 10, Jesus answered them, "I told you and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice." Hallelujah. Can somebody just praise the Lord this morning? Come on, can you praise the Lord this morning? My sheep hear my voice. Friends, if we belong to God this morning, if we're part of His fold, then we ought to be hearing His voice. Hallelujah. Because He's always speaking to us. Hallelujah. He's always trying to communicate something powerful to our hearts that will change our lives forever. Can you praise God this morning? You know, we talk about the voice of the devil, but I want to talk about the voice of God. I'm not talking about a literal, audible voice necessarily, but that deep word, deep inward sense that the Holy Spirit is ministering and sharing and opening up divine revelation to us in the name of Jesus. And if we're His sheep, we should be hearing His voice. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you this morning to open up your heart to the voice of Jesus. Hallelujah. The words of Jesus. Because He's speaking. You say, what's God been telling you? I'll tell you what God's been telling me. God's been telling me that at the end of every service, we ought to give opportunity for people who need prayer to come forward, and we're going to pray for them in Jesus' name. And if they come forward 100 times, we're going to keep praying and praying and praying until we see the manifestation of the answer to that prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Friends, we're not just praying in vain. We're not just praying religiously. We're praying because we believe God answers prayer. Hallelujah. And we need to keep on praying until that thing is broken. Hallelujah. Until that chain is broken. Until that bondage is broken. Until you get the release that God has promised you by the Holy Spirit. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Praise God. How many are concerned for someone, a daughter, a son, a mother, a father? Then bring them to the altar. You say, why can't I just pray in my pew? You can. But there's something about stepping out in faith and coming forward and laying it all out before God. Bring your daughter to the front, even though she may not be here physically. Let us pray for her. Let us pray for him. Let us pray. Let us believe God. How many here have been praying for something you haven't seen the manifestation of it yet, and the devil says, stop praying. It's not working. God says, don't do that. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. You know, the devil puts shame on us when we come to the altar more than once. And he says, you don't have any faith. If you had faith, you wouldn't have to keep coming to the altar. No, it's faith that's driving you to the front. It's faith that keeps bringing the burden to God every single time until it's broken in the name of Jesus. Because, friends, there's a battle going on. We are in a spiritual battle. And we need to break it in the name of Jesus. Break it. Break it down. That's what God's saying to me. Because why? My sheep hear my voice and I know them. I want you to think about that for a moment. God knows us. I want that to sink in for a minute. That whatever you're going through this morning, God knows about it. Hallelujah. That's a good thing, isn't it? He said He would never leave us and He would never forsake us. So He knows everything you're thinking, every pain that's within you this morning, every discouragement, every disappointment. He knows it all. And that should bring solace to us. That if God knows everything about us, He has the solution to our predicament. Hallelujah. He has a way out in the name of Jesus. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now I know Wanda and Randy have sheep. I wonder if sheep will hear the voice of a stranger and just follow anybody. The culture of a sheep is that they get used to a certain voice. Normal sheep, anyway. And they listen for the voice of the shepherd, guiding them and leading them. Sometimes they're stubborn and they don't want to go where they're supposed to go. But friends, this morning, He knows us and we ought to follow Him. Hallelujah. Follow Him wherever He leads us. Because He knows best. He knows best. He knows your wife better than you know your wife. He knows your husband better than you know your husband. He knows your children more than you know your children. You know a lot about your kids, but you don't know as much as God does about them. Think about that for a minute. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me. Now go to Isaiah chapter 43. And I want to go a little deeper this morning. Isaiah 43. Getting windy up there. And I say, bring the wind on. The wind of the Holy Spirit. But now, thus says the Lord. He who created you. Think about that for a minute. He who created you, O Jacob. He who formed you, O Israel. Fear not. Can I say it again? Fear not. For I have redeemed you. Oh, hallelujah. God has redeemed you by the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. You are free from the power of sin. You are free from the power of Satan. You've been brought from darkness into light. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. Now we know that in the context of these verses, it's speaking of Israel. But I believe we can also apply these verses to the fact that God knows us as He knew Israel. And every tribe and every member of those tribes. He says, I've called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. You say, what does that mean? Friends, as believers, we are going to experience situations and circumstances in our lives that are overwhelming. Beyond our ability to cope. I don't know if you've ever been there before, in that kind of a circumstance where you just felt like the water was rushing into your situation like a flood, and you felt so anxious and you felt so fearful and you felt that this situation was going to consume you. I wonder how many have experienced that kind of affliction. Can I see your hand this morning? How many have felt that way? The Bible says God's not going to keep us from those situations, but He's going to keep us in those situations by not allowing it to overwhelm us. That in the midst of it, He is going to speak to us. Hallelujah. We are going to hear His voice. He is going to put a word in our spirits that is going to sustain us and cause us to rise above the situations of life and be the victor that He's called us to be. Can you say amen, somebody? Paul was beaten. He was shipwrecked. He faced persecution of every kind. And in one situation, God sent an angel and said, "Paul, don't worry. That's not going to happen to you in this town. I have many people in this town. I have many people." Hallelujah. Your ministry is going to flourish, saith the Lord. Your ministry is going to grow, saith the Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit spoke to Paul. And friends, it's time for us to listen to the shepherd. Listen to what He's saying to us this morning in the name of Jesus. He has not called us to be defeated by the circumstances of life, but He has called us to be victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I still believe that God does miracles. I still believe that God can heal the sick. I still believe that God can deliver people that are bound, because I believe in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Hallelujah. They shall not overwhelm you. You may feel it sometimes. You may feel like it's going to. But the Word of God says, it, whatever it is today, shall not overwhelm you. Hallelujah. God's not going to allow it. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. God has to do a purifying work in our lives. Fire speaks of purifying. And sometimes when God purifies us, it feels like we're going through the fire. How many know what I'm talking about? It's like the flames are just rising up. The heat is increasing. But don't be afraid. God is going to bring you through as pure gold in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Can you praise the Lord this morning? There will be a time of testing. There's going to be a time of testing. But the Bible says here, when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. God's not here to hurt us. Are you hearing me? He's not here to bruise us in that sense, to afflict us for no reason. But the fire is to purify us. Hallelujah. rid us of anything that would hinder the flow and the move of the Holy Spirit through our lives in the name of Jesus. God has to do a purifying work in our hearts before His Spirit can fully and completely, without hindrance, flow from us. You know, sometimes we don't like the fire. But the Bible says the flame shall not consume you. Are you hearing me? It's not meant to consume you. It's meant to purify you. Hallelujah, to purify you. So friends, instead of running from the fire, let's jump into the fire. Hallelujah. The three Hebrew boys were in the fire, and the king looked and said, I see like there's one more. I thought there was only three, and one looks as the very Son of the living God. And the Bible says they came out, and not a hair of their head was singed. They came out untouched. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You say, Pastor Ripley, I'm going through the fire. Pastor Ripley, I'm going through the fire. Praise God. You're going to come out the other side enriched, encouraged, strengthened, built up in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For I am Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. God showed me that this church has gone through the fire. And God had to do a purifying work in many hearts and in many lives. And He's not quite finished yet. You see, you have to go through the fire. There's just no way around it. There's no easy way. You have to go through the fire. But don't be afraid. It's not going to consume you. It's a means of preparing you for what God wants to do in and through your life. Lastly this morning, and I love this, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Think about that for a minute. The sad part of, when I read this verse, I'm so sad when I think about all the abortions that are taking place. Because those are living beings that have been murdered. Late stage abortion is something that God hates, and every form of abortion He hates. Because that's a living being. Are you hearing me? And God says here to Jeremiah, now the word of the Lord came to me, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. That's how much God understands us this morning. That's how much He knows about us. Before we were formed in the womb, God knew everything about us, everything we would become. And before you were born, I consecrated you. And I appointed you. Friends, God knew in the eons of time that you would be in this service this morning to hear this message for such a time as because God wants you to rise up in the appointment that He has so graciously called you to in the name of Jesus. He said, I appoint you a prophet to the nations. Let me tell you, Jeremiah, none of what you're going through is surprising me, God says. Nothing you will experience in the future will ever surprise me, God says. Because God knows your beginning to your end. There's nothing you can tell God to shock Him. God knows it all. And He was saying to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I knew you would be a prophet to the nations. I knew you would be an evangelist. I knew you would be an administrator. I knew you would care for children. I knew you would be a doorkeeper. I knew that you had the gift of healing. I knew that you had the gift of tongues and interpretation. I knew you before you were even formed in the womb. And I knew that was the call of God upon your life. Oh, hallelujah. Time to accept what God already knows about us and to walk in the destiny that He has fashioned for us in the name of Jesus. Someone told me one time, a minister, a pastor, he says, I don't think God knows the future. That's what he said, POE. He says, you know what, I think you can shock God by your decisions. I said, I don't think so. My God knows the beginning to the end. There's nothing you and I can do to outwit God. Are you hearing me this morning? And there's nothing the devil can do to outwit God. He knows everything. He's omniscient. All powerful. And if God has appointed you, He is going to anoint you, and He is going to fill you, and He's going to put His words in your mouth. Hallelujah. What we have to do is agree with what God has already said about us. You say, my time's finished. No, it's not. Moses was 80 when God called him to lead the children of Israel. God's not finished with you. He knew you. He knows you. And He's calling you today. In the name of Jesus. He knows your name. He knows all about you. He's calling you today to follow Him in Jesus' name. Will you bow your heads this morning? I'm going to ask the